Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Dan, always great to catch up. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. As the dust settles from Sunday night, how are you feeling about it?
I'm on to the Giants, so I feel a lot better right now. But I mean, that's, you know, it's a bad taste in your mouth. You know, we didn't do enough to win, so that, you know, that didn't sit well. But I also know the things that happened are correctable, and we're going to learn from that, man. Now we know. We got it face-to-face. We know what it looks like. And you learn, man. You better, right? I mean,
right.
When you fail, that's the best way to improve and move forward, man. You learn from it, you grow, and you get better.
When you look at this game, and obviously the big storyline is, you know, 0 for 5 on fourth downs. The third down conversions haven't been there this year. With the defense playing the way that they are and some of the struggles you've had on the offensive line, have you considered modifying the aggressiveness of which you decide to go for it on fourth down and play for a little bit more field position or go for the points and field goals when the opportunity presents itself?
Yeah, I look at everything, and I come out of those games and, I think about everything. I look at everything, you know, I try not to play the hindsight game, but, and so I know this, you know, no matter what we do, how we go here, just like we've done going on, I guess, year five now, we're going to play to the strength of our team, however that goes, and you learn, you evolve as you go, as the season goes, you figure out who you are and truly what your strengths are, and you adapt and you adjust. Every game you have to adjust, and the opponent is different every week. So you do that, but now the other night was also pretty unique too because of the weather. There was some wind, and we were in no man's land a little bit on some of those, and no matter what your team is, it's hard for me to punt on the, 35-yard line, 36-yard line. But yet that wind is stiff, and I don't think that's all that fair either to Bates. So, man, it's fourth and two, we're going. Fourth and three. I like our skill players. I like our quarterback. I like the play. We can hold up in pro, and it didn't work out.
You mentioned play to the strengths of your teams. If you were to sit down and make the pros and cons of what your team and how it's made up and how you've seen them perform through 10 games, what are some of those that you would classify as strengths of your team?
Well, I think we're an explosive offense. We have explosive skill players. We have a quarterback that can put it on the money and can facilitate the ball to those skill players. I think our freaking defense is playing outstanding right now. I think our front seven and our back end is sticky, man. Rushing coverage, we stop the run. We have the right balance over there. Chef's doing a hell of a job, that whole defensive staff, but we can stop the run, we can cover backs, tight ends, we can cover their receivers, and we can make it a hard, long day for them over there. And And I like our coverage units, man, on special teams. Right now, we got to get more efficient in the run game on offense, and our return game in special teams, we can be so much better. So we just amp that up a little bit, get more consistent. That's going to go a long way for us.
Goff had some issues with accuracy. How would you diagnose what happened? Was he getting rattled? I know he's played with a glove before. Was that giving him any issues? What did you see?
No, he's played with the glove plenty. I mean, sometimes it's one of those games, you know? It's just one of those games, and things are just a little bit off, and sometimes if things aren't on with one player or another, the other player, the other players can pick up the slack a little bit, and it maybe it goes unnoticed, or the play still gets made, and we're all excited because the play was made, and it was a huge play. But, you know, when everything is just off a little bit, from that to, the pressures that are there, or the precision of the routes, man, the depth, the technique, all of these to my play calls, then, man, it doesn't help. You know, it doesn't help, and it becomes the perfect storm. And we were a little off and just couldn't ever really find it, you know, find that true balance. And that was it. And at the end of the day, we didn't play our best ball on offense. We had a chance to win that game. That's what's encouraging.
As a play caller, you go into it with a game plan, and we've talked about this before. When you've come up short in the scoring column, a lot of times it's, hey, you're throwing the ball way too much. As a play caller, when did this game start to get away from the game plan as you went into it? When did you have to start deviating from the game plan?
Well, I think, you know, when you're down two scores, that's where it gets a little more difficult. Now, you don't want to stress either. Our defense is playing good. You're still in it. But yet, down two scores, you know, the defense they're not even worried about the run game anymore. Now early, I think what makes it hard, too, like, you know, we ran it four times in a row, and we got stuck. And, you know, so you're trying to give your run game a chance to get going and set the tone. And, you know, we weren't able to convert. And so then, you know, that changes your thought process a little bit too. You don't want to go away from the runs yet, man. Let's get it in the hands of our playmakers here if we can facilitate it, you know, and get it to Gibbs and J-Mo, and then try to target Saint. And it just didn't, you know, we just weren't able to really connect on a consistent basis. That's all.
I'm curious, the fake punt.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well, did it?
No, it didn't. What was the thinking behind that? What did you see maybe on film? And should it have been aborted when Philly left their first defense on the field?
No, we wanted that. And, you know, we felt like there was enough consistent looks to where we were going to be able to get that. You know, we knew it'd be a little bit of a bloodbath, but yet we felt good about the looks going in that week. And look, two things. They did a good job. They were ready. And we were not as good as we can be blocking that up front either.
Dan, I was surprised at the half. You had all three timeouts. When A.J. Brown picks up the first down, you got all three. What was the thought in not trying to go double up and score before the half, get the ball out of the half?
Yeah, I did. I thought about it. You know, I did. I thought long and hard, and I just felt like, man, we're getting the ball after halftime. You know, let's just calm down, reset, reload at halftime, come out, and we'll do that. And it was really just that with where we were in the game and how it was going, and I just wanted to reset and knowing we were getting the ball back. That's all. But I did. I thought about it for a while, but just didn't do it.
The O-line has struggled. You mentioned already you got to get the run game going. But against the better defenses, Green Bay, Kansas City, Philly, what adjustments are you looking for maybe as a play caller, or what are you looking to do? Are there any changes that you need to make against some of those top defenses moving forward?
Well, you know, ultimately to get that game, the run game going, you'd like to – you're just trying to mix up your schemes a little bit, you know. Is it perimeter? Is it wide zone? Is it gap? Is it trap? And you want to be able to really figure out what that is, but when you don't convert on third down, you know, there again, you go in early, with try to run it on four downs, and we don't get it, you know. And then after that, if you don't pick up a positive gain on first or second down where you're into the pass, it's hard, you know. And we tried to run it on third down a little bit. So ultimately, at the end of the day, without the conversions, it's hard to really keep bouncing around on the run game, you know, and figure out what really is the right thing or right balance. And so that's where we got to convert here. And honestly, we had manageables. We had third and fourth down manageable. We weren't able to execute, you know. And there again, man, I would love to have – there's a number of calls I want back so bad that I didn't give our guys a chance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dan, where do you get your confidence from? Like, as doubt creeps in our world, like you think about the questions we're asking and some of the losses that you've had this year, I can't imagine you're a guy that's down in the dumps. Where does that confidence come from?
I've been in this a long time as a player and a coach, and I just know what it looks like. And I know what happens as the season goes on. And some of this stuff, all the sparkly toys, man, all the shine that's on a lot of things begins to come off on a number of teams. And the ones that just look like clunkers or not what they're supposed to be or underperforming, all of a sudden they start doing what they do. They get hot, they find themselves, and then they're unstoppable. And I just know, man, you roll through the season like we did last year, you get, you know, two wins, and anything over – two losses. Anything over two losses this year was going to, on the outside world, was going to be, you know, it was going to be looked at as negative. We can't worry about that. And I told our team, you can't worry about it. We got to worry about playing our best ball and just don't worry about what's outside. Just worry about the opponent in front of you and how do we improve every week as a team and all three units. And we will play to the strength of our team, man. And because ultimately that's what it comes down to. You learn something every game. You learn something every big game you're in about yourself, your team, what to do, what not to do. And we're going to be better for all this. I believe that, man. We need a little bit of this where we got to sharpen ourselves and go through the fire to get better.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
You bet. Have a good one.
It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.